Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Makita.
I'm Monica. I almost forgot that we was even... Girl, I just tuned you all out. I'm terrible.
Wow.
Literally, you said, I'm about to record, and then my mind just went to fucking elevator music.
Let me go to Instagram. Yo, can you believe that Instagram and Facebook were down like that right after that girl
with that whistleblower? Mm-hmm. I was watching that on today. I was watching a little. I didn't watch all of it, but I was watching her testify or whatever. Yeah, I don't know if it's all related, but
It's pretty fishy. I'm gonna watch her 60 Minutes interview because I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
Mercury is also in retrograde, so
listen, it's a lot going on. I feel like it's a lot going on, just a lot.
Too much.
Anyway, yeah, it's a lot. What's going on with you? I sound sick because I am fucking sick. The universe always be. I know this is like,
you're like
y'all,
a kid.
I know this is like the 17th time. This is the thing though, right? Like your white blood cells are the blood cells that fight off infection, right? Like technically those are that's your immune system, mm-hmm. right? No, or is the immune system different? I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like, so I do have like a low white blood cell count. That's why I guess I just get sick easily. What the fuck ever.
How does your blood cell count get low? Like what?
It's always been low. When I was younger, I had this little lump on my neck, and the doctors went and they like, my mom was like terrified. She thought like, oh my god, she has like cancer or whatever. The doctors took me and they did tests, and they was just like, no, it was a swollen gland. Blah blah blah, whatever. So recently, when I went to the doctor, I go do a whole checkup. And again, she told me the same thing, like, oh, your white blood cells low. She's like, you know, it's normal. I mean, there's some people who just have hella white blood cells and there's some people who just don't. And mm-hmm. I'm just one of the people who just don't. So that's why I get sick a lot, because I feel like my body just can't fucking fight this shit off. But I will say that, like, I know people always be like, oh, you need to build your immune system up. And I'm like, well, you can't make more white blood cells. You know what I mean? Like, and if that's your immune system, then what the fuck am I building up? Like when I'm drinking these vitamin C's and shit like that, these emergencies, what am I building up? If I can't make more white blood cells. Nope.
Nobody knows.
I don't know. Cause like, I know you take like what vitamin C and all that shit, and that's supposed to be good for you. But I'm like, but what is it? I mean, they're just nutrients to provide your body. It doesn't actually do anything for your immune system. Like, what is going to do something for my immune system? And people's like, CMOS don't help that shit. Like,
it don't, you know, help you, that's why. Your white blood cells?
No, you can't. I don't think you can make more white blood cells. I think your blood count is your blood count. Like, I don't know. Somebody out there correct me. I mean, like when you get your blood drawn, I'm sure your body, I guess, regenerates some.
Well,
but I don't think you can increase the amount.
Dr. Google says there are no supplements or specific foods known to increase white blood cell count.
So everything that we've been doing has been a fucking lie. People have been selling us these lies forever, talking about drink emergency and take vitamins. We can't even fucking make our immune system get better.
It says that vitamin C will help regulate the levels of white blood cells in your body.
It says white blood cells are the key player in your immune system. So the main parts of the immune system are the white blood cells, antibodies, complement system, lymphatic system, your spleen, bone marrow, and thymus. Your blood cells are the key player, your white blood cells. They are made in your bone marrow and are part of the lymphatic system. So maybe I need some more fucking bone marrow.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we solved it.
How do I get more bone marrow?
You guys, if you are willing to donate some bone marrow to Monica.
But it needs to be good bone marrow that, like, y'all motherfuckers can't be getting sick. Because when I tell y'all, I'm sick all the fucking time. And it's just, it's becoming something. And it's just don't gross like it. To be quite honest with you. I know. Like, you think it's gross. Hello. Shit, like, I'm the one who's fucking going through this shit, and I always am sick.
You know how kids are times. Like always sick, like that are in school and like daycare because they just, yeah, that's how I feel about you.
That's definitely me. So if anybody out there wants to donate bone marrow at this point, I'll fucking take a new spleen, I guess.
Is that a blood
filtering organ that removes microbes and destroys old or damaged red blood cells.
I feel like
it also makes disease fighting components.
Neither of us are qualified medical professionals. If you have an issue where you have white blood cell count, please contact your physician.
Man. And it's like, I'm about to go on vacation. I don't got time. And I wanted to go work out today and tomorrow, but then I like canceled the classes because I was like, I don't got time for people to be in there thinking like I'm sick. Oh, but I guarantee one thing. Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee one thing. My ass will be on this motherfucking flight to goddamn Cancun on Thursday. You bet your bottom.
Yeah, just don't talk to nobody.
But I feel like I'm getting better than I was yesterday because I'm like, I was like sneezy and just snotty, and I'm just like, how much fucking sneeze and snotty do I have in me? Shit, like, when does the fucking snot run the fuck out? Like, I'm just sick of it. So I've been staying in the house today, I'm staying in the house tomorrow, and we're gonna see what's popping. Either way, I'm getting on the goddamn plane. And that's almost like, you know, I feel like COVID changed a lot of shit, right? Because before COVID, I was that girl that would go to work sick. Like, I was that girl that was in the cube coughing, hacking. I mean, obviously. Like, I'm that girl who comes to work sick, basically. And I always feel, and now looking back, I feel so like irresponsible, where I'm just like, damn, you know, I was just in there just getting everybody sick, you know.
But I then was I'm also like, well, that person. And I used to be mad when people used to be like, why don't you just go home? Because I'm like, I'm fine, Karen.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel too. I feel like I was fine, but I just had a little sniffy, you know, whatever, whatever. But now I'm looking back and I'm like, damn, I can't do that no more. Now I can't. I'm gonna have to legit listen. I'm gonna have to legit go to fucking stay the fuck home. Like, actually use my sick time that I never eat. So I mean, that I never use.
And which is crazy because it's like, why not just take off if you're sick? Like, why? It's yeah. Well, I hope you feel better, friend.
I mean, I feel fine. I'm just a little, you know, got a little head congestion. I haven't.
Well, I hope you sound better. How about that? Because
yeah, but I mean, either way, y'all gonna see me motherfucking video vixen Monica on Instagram. So she coming. Fucking, she might got a Kleenex, but she gonna be in that bitch drinking and in her bathing suits and thought popping in Cancun. Okay, so. Never fear, a bathing suit is near, okay?
And then next thing you know, there'll be a news report. The common cold has spread throughout
Cancun, Mexico. So Cancun doesn't require a COVID test for entry, but they require a COVID test to leave Cancun or whatever. So I'm gonna still be very mindful when I'm down there and shit like that. And I know it's gonna be a shit ton of people down there because I'm going for a little, you know, festival. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna work it out though. I probably should take some medicine. And you know what? I really feel like this all started Saturday. I went to this damn photo shoot with my friend for my friend's eyeglasses, and I was in like her little photo shoot. And then, we was in the grass, we was in the weeds, we was in fields with bugs, just everything outside. And then it was like, as soon as I got home, I just was sniffling, coughing, sneezing, like all that type of shit. So maybe if I take maybe this is actually allergies. Can I have allergies in the fall?
Seasons change. I think anytime seasons change, there's an excuse for allergies, but we all know that it's not allergies. But if that's what you want to communicate to other people to make them feel comfortable, hey, do you boo boo.
I'm actually hungry too. It has nothing to do with anything, but
nothing to do
with anything. And we didn't even talk about how my week. We just talked about how my immune system is trash. But I need to stop saying that it's trash, right? Because words mean things and words have power. So I need to just say my immune system is
improving.
it is at a, it's at a stagnant place in its life where no, it is, it's very basic. Like, you know how you got levels to fucking shit? You got like the premium package, basic, premium, silver, elite. Like my shit is just basic. I have the basic, I have the basic package of the immune system, you guys. So if anybody out there has fucking the elite package, the VIP immune system, and wants to trade, please.
That's true, because your immune system could be a lot worse. Like, let's be clear.
I mean, it could, you know what I mean? Like, it could, it could. I could have a lot of worse shit going on. So these little colds and I be getting all the time, and the chest infections, like, I'll take that over.
I don't know about chest infections, but
I know, yes. I know. But anyway, how was your week?
Girl, busy. You know how like you could be so
I've seen
busy.
You with your friends.
What friends?
Where y'all go?
Mm-hmm. Out with this time, Micah.
I don't know. I just seen you. You had a pink.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It looked like y'all was at a club or something.
We were not. So we there's this art installation, I guess.
Oh,
call it called Illuminarium in Atlanta. No, it's cool. Like, it's basically like a room that they painted white, and then they got these projectors to project animals in the jungle of Kenya on the white background. And
is it free?
No, that's why I'm like, it's okay. Like, if it was free, that would be amazing. But pretty much you can get the same experience at your home if you just log onto Netflix and type Animal World and drink some wine, and it's the same experience and it's free. So
yeah, that's all I saw. All y'all saw was some kids, some animals in the jungle. Hell, I could have sent you some pictures off of Google. I could have. Yeah. Hell, it's Halloween. You could have put a costume on and been a goddamn cheetah yourself, girl, for like $20 off Fashion Nova. Listen,
but it was it was nice to be out. Yeah, it was nice to be out, and I wanted to see it. I just ain't know that it was that. So
yeah, my damn battery about to die. Sorry, intermission. Wow. I know. And what else did you do?
What else did I do? Was a productive adult and relaxed. That was pretty much it. I'm trying. The weekend before last, I was like really killing it. We hiked or whatever.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was proud.
Where y'all go to Stone Mountain?
Yeah, Stone Mountain.
Yeah, I'd be all like, yeah, let's go. And then my ass never gets up there. I mean, I'd be getting up there, but it'd be taking people pulling me and shit.
It's not easy. That's why I'm trying to like, it's not. Like, it's a marathon. Especially like as you get closer to the top, it just gets more.
It gets hard. It gets like, yeah, that's my issue. When you get right, once you get past that damn little house, you know, they got that little house or.
Yeah,
that little break area. That's where shit start getting real.
It gets real. Yeah, my heart starts every time I get to that point. My heart starts like racing. Like, all right, girl, flight or flight,
flight. Like, trying to get people to walk up, go up that shit, and my ass be like, I need a break.
My boyfriend be running. I'm like, that's
ooh,
you can have that. That would be because number one, I'm clumsy. Because that's the last type place I would want to trip is on that big ass piece of rock.
Ooh, yeah, I know, because then you're gonna just tumble down. So that ain't
right.
That ain't it. That's impressive.
I'm
though. Definitely.
Girl, I'm impressed. And so for me, for my medical condition, I have the sickle cell trait, and that can make it difficult to breathe when the air is thin, and the air is thinner the higher you get. So that's my excuse as to why I have a hard time hiking. I don't know if anybody is going to buy that, but that's quite all right.
I mean, it's probably that and just, you know, not being trained to run up that bitch.
Yeah.
So, it's probably a combination. Damn, I just hit my hand on something. Sorry, y'all. I know I'm like hustling, sessling, but my little thing was about to die, so I got to charge it and sit down in the corner while I charge it. Talk about being unprepared. What did I do this week? And I went to a festival in Falls Point on Sunday with my two homeboys. We did brunch at Black Swan, and then which is like the new hot restaurant downtown. And then we went to
That sounds very posh.
Yeah. Yeah. We went downtown with them and they're just funny. Like, they just was looking at females all day, and I'd be like, ugh, you niggas, like, y'all gotta find something else to do with y'all time.
As so, long as they looking and not touching, because
yeah, because that's when the problem starts, right? So no, period. they're pretty decent humans. But yeah, so we just went there and we went to go get some crabs and just drank and stuff. They had like a little festival. It was hot as hell outside on Saturday. I was drenched, sweating. What did I do Sunday? I don't know. What did I do Sunday? Saturday. That was Saturday. I don't think I did anything Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. Oh, Saturday, I went to a photo shoot for my friend. My friend has like a glasses
online. You literally just told us that.
Oh. No, I did not. I didn't.
Did you I tell did. You just said, yeah, you went to a photo shoot because your friend has glasses and you participated.
That's where I got sick. But yes. Anyway, so she got a new line coming out, and I had to go. She had like a certain color scheme and shit that she wanted, so I had to go wake up early and go to the mall and find something to wear. It's supposed to be like fall chic. I don't know. I just went to H&M and found some gray pants and a shirt and called it a day with some little combat boots. And yeah, and I just ran some errands. And I was starving. It was like a very long day that day. Like, I mean, doing photos is hard. And I don't even think I'm a photogenic type of person. Like, I don't really have angles. I just have like teeth, you know?
What?
Like I don't have, you know, some people can like have angles and find, like, all I could do is smile and show, you know, you want the top roll of teeth or you want the bottom row. But like, that's all I got. That's all I got. So I don't think I'm really photogenic. So it's very interesting that she even asked me to be in it, because I was just kind of like, okay girl, like, I don't got no angles. So I went. I mean, she said they turned out nice and she liked them, and I'm gonna wait and see. Hopefully, you know, I look like all fat and shit. But that is my weekend, and now I've just been in the house just sick, and I just feel like yeah, and Sunday I had crabs, and I had this really cute dress on that I got from Zara's. First of all, I spent way too much money this paycheck. I didn't order from fucking Savage Fenty. I got some new perfume. I got some body butter from this place in New York that I've been wanting to try. I bought some shit for the house. House shit is expensive. We needed like tissue, toilet paper. It was expensive. So I went to Sam's Club.
Don't you be mad when you like, damn, I really need this right now.
And you just don't want to pay for it. But I'm like, damn, yeah. I got to buy this shit. And then I went to H&M, to the mall, and I was supposed to get like my little outfit for the photo shoot, but I ended up getting other shit that wasn't needed. I got this cute dress, but then when I wore it Sunday with my friends, we had crabs and it got butter all on it. So now I'm trying to figure out, how do you get butter out of shit?
That's oil. It's hard to get oil out of anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get a I have like a little Tide stain thingy, but I'm gonna Pinterest some shit to see how you go get butter out, because I like this little dress. I'm like, I gotta wear this shit again. But yeah, my homeboys, I'd be wanting to give them the benefit of the doubt on shit, like that they know what consent is. And because I was just like, when I was with them, they just, anybody who walked by, anybody who came by, they just was looking, they was saying something. And I feel like,
wait, aloud like to themselves?
Because just like to us within the group, like, okay. You know, and it was at one point we would like be sitting at the table and they like knocking on the window, and like girls was looking. And I'd just be thinking, like, I think they think that's funny. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's their sense of humor. And I get that, like, you know, they may be trying to be funny, but I just wonder, like, the thought process that goes behind it. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like, and they're smart boys, so I'm sure, I think they just thought they were being funny and stuff like that. But I wonder for the men who do that shit and don't, like, I guess, I'm unsure if they're thinking they're being funny or if they they're doing it on purpose. Are you, I don't know, like, if it's intentional versus being funny, because had the girls come in and said something, I'm sure they probably wouldn't have fucking, you know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't have really said anything or been able to accomplish anything for real, because they're kind of goofy. But I just be thinking about all, like, the men who operate like that, you know what I mean? Who, like, when they see a woman, they just can't let that fucking woman be. Like, we don't need you to fucking try and talk to us to get our, like, we don't need that shit. Nobody wants it. Like,
don't need it and don't want it. Yeah, that's
it's a time. Yeah, it's a place for like, I don't know, I just feel like it's a place for everything, and I feel like a lot of times shit just be unwarranted. Like, if I'm getting my groceries out of my car, like, no, I don't need you to talk to me, I don't need you to make a comment, I don't need you to do anything. Like, leave me alone, I'm leaving you alone, you stay in your space.
And even like, I don't know if we talked about this on here, but you posted a video for your business, right? And you were, what were you put? You was putting like stuff in a buggy or whatever. And somebody, I don't know if this is one of your friends or not, but they posted that ass though. And I'm just like, yo,
girl,
work.
Girl. And then somebody else commented back underneath it talking about, you look like you the snack. Like some, and I'm just like, yo, like, I don't fucking, like, I'm literally literally I'm just trying to work. And it's so funny before that you said that, because before I made that video, I thought to myself, like, damn, like, do I want to show my whole body? Do I want to do that? And it's like, why do I got to think that? Like, why can't I just be posting, putting my little snacks in my goddamn buggy without y'all coming? And I had showed my friend, and one was just like, oh, you should delete it immediately. And then I just was like, for what? Like,
they ain't deleted it immediately.
Like, no. My male friend was telling me, like, I should delete it off of the page. And I'm just kind of like, I haven't deleted it. Cause I'm like, part of me just doesn't give a fuck. I didn't respond back to it, but I'm just like, you niggas is just like, nobody needed that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nobody needed that. Nigga, do you want a consultation? Do you want an ebook? Like,
this is a place of business. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, people, I just don't know if they know if there's a, like, if they know the time and place, or if they're able to read the room. Like, what did you want from that? You commenting that, like, you saying that ass, what did you want from that? You want me to send you heart eyes, nigga? Like, this is the,
like,
business.
Ooh, no, you know this. Like, no, that's not what this is about. Yeah.
And it's literally the most basic video of literally me like putting snacks in the goddamn
machine. Fact that, like, they even noticed you're behind, I mean, it's hard to miss, but like, that's not why we were here, like, at all. It's just
yeah. And it just happens. It just happens too often. And I'm just kind of like, I feel like, when does the conversation, like, when do parents or anybody have that conversation of, like, consent with their child, of being able to be like, you know, ask people's permission before you go off the fucking deep end and do shit. Ask women's permission before you touch them. Like, and I feel like, playing on the other side real quick, right? Like, I understand the mindset of, like, yo, if you see a woman, you know what I mean? Yeah, you want to shoot your shot, basically. I get it, right? Because you never know. But I just feel like men need to assess the environment. You know what I mean? Like, if it's late at night and I'm literally fucking carrying my groceries and you corner me in, or you know what I mean, follow behind me or some shit, asking for, like, that's just going to scare the shit out of me. You know what I mean? Like, think about the fucking environment, or think about, like, the woman and, like, her comfortability before you try to shoot your shot. And I just feel like men don't think about that shit. They just, like, I don't know. I feel like they
think
just
with
go.
Their little head.
And I don't even know if it's that. I don't even know if it's that, or if they just think, like, entitlement. They just think, like, it's there, I want it, and I'm just gonna take it.
That's how I think it is. Like, not so much the shooting their shot piece, although I agree, there's a time and a place, and sometimes, like, it's ill-timed. But I think, like, I've experienced a lot of men putting their hands on you or touching your body when it's like, I don't even know you. Like, even, like, as a young woman, a big thing in Baltimore during the 4th of July is you go down the harbor. And it'd be a lot of people there. And so, you know how, like, even at the club, how you, like, walk past somebody and they're like, touch your shoulder, or, you know, the smaller your back, it's a lot of that. And to me, that is unnecessary. Like, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to the conversation of consent. Like, people think like consent is just, do you want to have sex? Or are you agreeing to have sex? It's like, no, nigga, it's anything that's on my body. Like, do you have the yes. right to touch it, to access it, to have it? Like, ask before you do that shit, right? And I think sometimes they don't understand social cues. Like, I know a lot of times when I'm nervous or if I'm in an uncomfortable situation, like, I may giggle, I may laugh, I may, you know what I mean, like, fiddle with my locks. But nigga, that's not giving you the green light. Like, absolutely if you didn't not. Hear me say, if you didn't hear me say yes, like, or to welcome it, or, you know, absolutely, or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, to show you that I'm consenting, then don't do it. Like, you don't need to touch me to fucking pass me in the grocery store. I'm, like, you don't. I'm sorry.
Or like, anywhere, even if it's crowded. Like, you also yeah, don't have to touch me.
You don't.
Like,
you could period. Just, you could say, excuse me, and you can keep the fuck pushing. But then I feel like, what's even, and you know, and this is another thing that, like, before I go to my last point, is like, what's even worse is like, women can almost, I feel like I can personally sense when a nigga's about to try something, like when he's about to like try to talk to me. You know what I mean? When he's looking mm-hmm. at me, like, I can sense it. Like, I can literally go to like a gas station, and if I see a group of niggas, I'm like, nope, not gonna go here. Gonna keep it pushing, because I know like they gonna want to say something. They gonna
don't
say,
make,
you know,
eye
like,
contact. Yeah,
yeah. Like, are you trying to be on your phone when you walk in? You know what I mean? For me, my thing is I put my AirPods in. Like, I put my AirPods in when I'm going into places by myself. But it's just like, it's crazy. Like, the amount of like safety we have,
mental
to,
gymnastics, yeah,
yeah. Or like, you know, like the shit we gotta do just to feel safe, or just to not put ourselves in situations. And then on top of that, what makes it worse is when you reject these niggas. Girl. When you reject these niggas, like, you all type of, I don't want to be with you anyway, nigga. Yeah, you did. Just
so why did you waste my time? Why did you waste
yeah,
my time?
Like you, and it's crazy because I'm just like, I don't know if parents teach their kids consent and rejection, like they understand the idea of a rejection, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you gotta be okay with being told no. Like, and why are you not okay with being told no? Why do you feel like you should have it and you're just gonna take it? Like, I don't know, that's the weirdest shit to me. Like,
it's weird and it's concerning. Like, this whole situation with this young woman, Maya Mark, how do you say her, pronounce her last name, Marcano,
yeah,
is like super super sad. Because I think what happened was her I think she worked for the apartment complex in which she lived, and one of the maintenance men there, he had an interest in her, and he tried to talk to her, but she, you know, denied him I guess on more than one occasion. And he used his privilege of being a maintenance man and having access to, you know, people's apartments to find himself in his apartment. And then I believe he raped her and ended up killing her.
Yeah. And then like dumped her body somewhere. And then when they went to find his ass, he had shot himself. Like, and I mean, I guess they never really got the full story because both parties is dead, but it's mm-hmm. still just to the point. And like I seen on Twitter yesterday where people was just like, well, how he get her number? How he get her key? It don't fucking matter. The point is his name was not on that lease and he shouldn't have fucking been in that house. Like,
period.
That's the point. And again, if you can't feel safe in your fucking house, like, golly, like, damn.
Where?
Like, what y'all want us to do? Yeah, like, what the fuck y'all want us to do? And everybody's just like, oh, you know, you women need to get arms. No, men need to know fucking you guys don't have rights. That's just the end of the story.
Not
like, no
body.
Means no.
Yeah.
No, like, means no. Like, for real, for real. Like, you gotta learn to just take the L. And a lot of times, like, I mean, it's just not even an L. If we just say we're not interested, we're not interested. That's it. Like,
and
keep it pushing.
An interesting convo that I think is coming out of this is, I might be taking it out of context, but just the convo itself. Amanda Diva, or Amanda Seals, I guess her name is these days, she had posted a video, and something that she said in there was that, you know, she's like, I understand that sometimes some women have sex with men just so they can be safe or feel safe,
yeah.
like they're
yes.
not harmed. And I'm like, does
and that's
that happen?
Facts. That's facts. Like, that's absolutely that's fucking
crazy.
Facts. And
that's
I be telling people that shit. That is facts. Like, what is it? Coerced sexual encounter. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a real fucking thing where like niggas will just not leave you alone and you just be like, okay, let me just fuck this nigga so he can leave me the fuck alone and he can go about his business. Like, that's is wild, for real, for man. Real. Like, I feel like I've told the story of like, I don't know if I told the story of like this dude who I was like talking to, and he just showed up at my house one day in pajamas. And I was like, okay, we're supposed to watch a movie. And he came in. As soon as he came to the door, his dick was whipped out. Like, he whipped his dick out. Like, literally. I mean, the moment I closed that door and I turned back around, he had his dick in his hand. And I just was like, what? Like, what? So we go to the room. And he's just trying to fuck it. I'm like, nah, like, I'm good. Like, I'm not. He's still trying. Like, dick out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, nah, like, literally 10 minutes of me like, nah. Like, so finally he's just like, well, if we ain't gonna fuck, then I'm leaving. And I was like, well, okay.
Right. Well, cool.
Well, fuck, well, bye. Like, shit, like, and I never talked to that man again. But I'm just sitting here thinking like, yo, had I not been like steadfast of like, no nigga, get the fuck out, like I would have been under that same fucking type of thing where I was just like, let me fuck this nigga so he can get the fuck out my face. Like, and it's like, men don't even realize they be doing that shit. Like, I think they think like, oh, she's just playing hard to get, or she's just blah, blah, blah. And I mean, sometimes, maybe, I don't know, read the room, but sometimes people don't want to fuck you. And sometimes we don't want to be pressured into fucking you. And it's a real fucking thing. And it's a whole conversation that people need to have, like, coercion versus consent. It's real.
And what is playing hard to get? Because I know that there's another argument amongst us women, and I'm like, okay, we're not all ever going to get on the same page, because you know, it is what it is. But some women are like, you know, it would be weird if a man ever asked me like, can we have sex? Is it like, okay, but it would also be weird if he just, you know, pulled his dick out, like,
right
that man did. So it's like, what's the line? I guess it varies woman for woman, right?
Yeah. And I think that women should stop doing that shit. You know what I mean? I think that women should stop the whole funny, oh, I'm playing hard to get, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm going to make him wait. Like, stop that shit. Because again, we wind up in these situations where men don't know how to fucking stop playing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or don't know like how to take no seriously. So my thing is, if you're going to fuck, you're going to fuck. If you're not, like, you're not. Like, stop the bullshit of playing, being cute, playing hard to get. Like, stop that shit, because it's confusing. It's you know. But I also think that men, even when in those situations, when they're with a female and she's playing cute and she says no, you should stop immediately. Period. Immediately. Point blank. Like, stop. Yeah. And if she plays, you know, and if she doesn't really mean it, she's gonna fucking come around and just, you know, I don't know, do something to make you know, like, for real, she's really with it. But you should stop immediately, like, joke or not. Bitch, if you say no, it's a wrap. Like, it's definitely a wrap.
Hang it up.
Yeah. So I feel like, and I've been in those situations where I've dated like somebody and I've been like, where I was like, oh, like, I was, you know, about to have sex or whatever. And I'm like, no. And they literally stopped. But I didn't mean no, like, I wasn't saying no to like stop. Like, I think I was like laying on my back or something. I was like laying, something was underneath me that I was laying on, so I was like, oh, wait, you know, hold on. And he just stopped immediately, and I was like, I love, well, damn that.
Yeah,
I was like, well, damn. Like, and he just was like, he just was like, I know that no means no. I was like,
I know that's right.
Like, I fuck with you now, like, okay. But I was like, I just had something, you know, poking me in my back, but like, let me move this remote, because that's not what I was thinking. But it's just like, certain men don't know that, but certain men do. And I just need men to tell other men, like, yo, fucking no. And if you see some shit happening, like, say that shit.
Yeah. And also know that no means no, even if we've already like engaged before.
Did it.
Like,
absolutely.
That absolutely. Just because you've been here on this ride before does not entitle you to unlimited access or whatever. Listen, I still have the right to be like, nah, I'm good. Like,
and that's boyfriend or husband. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Cause there's the whole thing of being married and rape. And it's just like, I want men to get to the point where they understand that no means no. And they understand like how to make a woman feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I think that is so, and this is more so like once you get to that point of, you know, them even talking to you, giving your number, like all that other shit of you being creepy, and cut that shit out, stop that shit. But like, once you get to the point of like dating somebody, like, or just even trying to get to know somebody, like, just, I just feel like the woman's safety and comfortability should be top of mind. You know, like, you shouldn't fucking be bamming on fucking windows trying to get bitches' attention. Like, that's not even a, that's not even a mood. You know,
girl,
what I mean? Like,
or even the other video, there was this girl in this apartment complex. I don't know where it was, but she had like a Ring doorbell, and one of her neighbors came to her door and was just like, yeah, I'm trying to get your, like, first of all, why are you watching where I live? Like, why are you watching where I live? Why are you knocking on my door? Because if I had a gun, listen, I would not be in the wrong. You know, like, it's just like
fucking read the room. Like, everything is not, I don't know. It's just like, just men who think like that. It's just like, oh, you thought that was okay? Like, you in your mind thought it was okay for you to come knock on my door and try to shoot your shot, or like, if, like, you thought this was gonna go well. You thought I was gonna be like, you know, oh my god, this is so amazing. Nah, nigga, now I'm gonna look at you like a fucking weirdo. Like, get out of here. And it's like, man, I don't know, like, they don't take into account of that shit. It's just that mindset. I feel like when they want it, they just want it. That's it.
Yeah, we need to get out of that.
Mm-mm. And then fucking don't reject them, because then you all type of bitches and hoe, and you wasn't even that cute anyway. Your ass ain't even that fat. Like,
nigga, okay, what? That's fine. You still, like, you will never know.
Like what? You did all of that because I said no? Like, I feel like there was a story in Brooklyn about a girl at a parade who fucking who told a guy no, and I think he like shot her. Did you hear that story?
Something that sounds familiar. Like, it was like at the Puerto Rican Day parade.
It was like the Caribbean or Jamaican or something, but it was like a parade, and like, he legit shot her in like daylight, like, because she said no. And it's just, that's like crazy. And I think, and as women, it's just like,
is something there a like way that happened down here too?
Is there a way that we're supposed to say no? Like, can we say no, or is it, can we violate them and be like, no, you motherfucker? Because, you know what I mean? It's like, and I don't want to think on no like, oh, we gotta not, you know, rock the boat. But it's just like, I feel like we damned if we do, right? Like, if we say no, because I don't know, there may be some people who violate. There may be some people who be like, no, get the fuck out of my face and just go off. But I'm just like, maybe that, I don't know.
Which,
like,
I mean, that would be unnecessary, but I mean, I don't think, let the ends justify the means. Just because somebody says, you know, fuck no, whatever, like, that doesn't give you the right to like hurt them like physically. True. But that also, I think as women, we don't have to add insult to injury. Like, it probably does hurt to get rejected when you put yourself out there to holler at somebody. So we don't have to be like, no, you ugly at whatever. Be just, no, I'm not interested. And you know, that's how I feel. I know that some people like to take it too far, and I think that's unnecessary.
Yeah, because I'm not, I mean, but I guess in any circumstances, you shouldn't be able to just walk the fuck away and just take it. It's not even an L, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even an L. Like, there's so many females out here. Like, I mean,
that's such a low risk, like, it's such a low risk situation. It's,
like, it's not even anything you can fucking mark down as a nothing. Like, it literally doesn't matter, you know what I mean? But,
But now, if you put your hands out to put your hands on someone or do the most, that is a higher situation where you could end up not having your life, because women are learning how to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
And for two, absolutely. We gotta do what's best for us.
And females ain't going for the fucking, I mean, they just not going for it no more. Like, I don't know the whole situation. I mean, I feel like when you in your home, like the whole Mia, or I think her name is Mia or Maya situation, like, when you in your home, you don't expect, you know, an unfucking solicited, I guess, visitor or whatever to appear in your home like that. So she may not even have time to really, like, process what was happening, you know what I mean? And I mean, I guess you never do, even if you're on the street, like, you never have time. But it's just like, how do we fucking get from point A to point Z so people could fucking know better? Like, I feel like I'm thankful I ain't never dealt with nobody like crazy like that. But I mean, I've definitely had unsolicited catcalls, and you know, I know better. Like, you know, like one day I went to the store across the street from my house, and it's like dead of summer, and I had a sweater on. And my homeboy was like, "Why do you have a sweater on?" I was like, "Cause I know I need, you know, I know like my ass is big, so I know fucking when I go out like to the store, these motherfuckers gonna say something to me, so I'm covering myself up basically to prevent, you know." That's and it's just crazy. Like, I hate that we have. I know, right? I hate that we have to. We are the ones who have to take so many precautions for everything. You know what I mean? We don't want to dress like this. We don't want to do this. We don't want to, when we go somewhere, like, we got to share our locations. We got to call people. It's like, no, nigga, how about y'all just be decent humans and leave us the fuck alone? Like, how about you understand that we don't always want to be, we don't always want to be catcalled. We don't always want to be talked to. Like, just leave us the fuck alone. Like, no means no. Go away. Ho.
And that's that on that. So what is, I mean, I feel like that's pretty much it. Like, mind your business, mind your business and mind your manners.
No, okay? It's just learn consent. Like, learn that no means no and yes means yes. And if you do not hear a yes,
that means no.
It's a fucking no. Like, that's the fuck it. And just know, like, every female don't want to be talked to that you see on the street. Y'all don't got to look at us. Like, y'all just don't got to make.
And we also don't got to smile. Creepy.
Stop, yeah, that. That's stop. For sure. That is for sure.
That's why I'm, yeah, not smiling. I'm tired. That's why I'm not smiling.
Like, it's hot as hell out here, bitch. But yeah, right. No, I mean, that whole situation cramps. Is just.
That's why I'm not smiling. Like,
that whole situation is just sad. Like, it's so sad. And it's just like,
it is.
You did all that. Like, you did all of that. You did all of that and did not get what you want. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe he did get what he want, but it's just like,
but it was something not, in him got, yeah,
something in him got so angry at, like, the fact that he got rejected or the fact that somebody didn't want to talk to him, that, like, you did all of this. Like,
and if you're a man that can understand this, you should probably seek help.
Listen, if you a man that's on here fucking blaming a woman or saying, well, this, or, well, how did he get this? How did he? You got to go talk to the man in the mirror because you got some issues. Like, mm-hmm, under no circumstances, doesn't matter how fucking, even if she invited him into her fucking house, which he didn't, but even if she invited him into the house, that don't mean rape me. That don't mean fucking, you know what I mean? Like, time ass up, kid. Like, that means nothing. That doesn't even mean I want to have sex with you. Nigga, like, read the room. And these niggas don't read the rooms, and I feel like these parents need to, I just don't know. I don't know what a conversation for a kid, for a boy is.
Like, what do they either teach their kid? I mean, I think it's as simple though as what you said, like, understand that you are not entitled to anyone's body except for your own.
But I wonder if people have taught their kids about that. Like, do you think your brothers were taught consent?
I don't know. I don't think, not explicitly, no.
And see, that's the crazy part about it, because they probably weren't taught it, but they probably had to learn it. You know what I mean? Like, something along life. Like, I'm sure my brothers weren't taught about it. Hell, my mom didn't even really teach us about sex, but sure somewhere along the line. Yeah, I feel like along the line they learned. And it's just like, maybe the men who weren't taught and didn't learn are the ones that, you know, do what they do.
Maybe. Like, but and
they just have fragile ass egos.
But the accountability is also on your homeboys. Like, are other men holding their homeboys accountable?
No.
To their trash behavior?
They're not. They're absolutely not. They probably just laughing or just like acting like, you know, they ain't see it. So they probably not. I mean, it's a whole cycle. It's gross.
Fix it, Jesus.
Rated zero. Zero, zero stars. because it's ghetto and you guys should stop. But RIP to the girl. And I think, where is she, in Texas?
Florida or Orlando.
Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Florida is full of fucking crazies. It's fucking sickening. So, yeah, man. UNITY. UNITY. That's a unity. Can there really be unity? I mean, I guess there could be unity if, like, men learn to respect women and boundaries. Yeah,
I was going to say, I feel like unity is birthed from understanding. So men understanding, like, where women, like, how we feel about this and, like, why we feel so strongly about this. I think, and also, let me be clear too, because I also think that there are women out there that feel that because they're women that they can do whatever they want to men too. I don't think it's as big of an issue as men. I mean, but I also wouldn't know because I'm not a man, but I do know that there are women that feel like they can touch and grab on men, and that shit ain't cool either.
Yeah. Absolutely, for real. So the next time y'all fucking something or doing something, you just gotta stop before it starts and be like, are you consenting to this activity? And they need to say yes or no.
Yeah. Or is this okay? Asking, is it okay if I do this?
Yes, that is another form of consent. And there's this lady who made this whole post about different type of consents. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna share it. But yeah, I mean, it's real out here. Niggas is not trying to take L's no more. Like, it's and not even a fucking L. Like, the lowest, like, this is the lowercase L.
Yeah, like
this is not even a, like, you could have gotten the goddamn dating app and swiped right and fucking found somebody who was at least interested in you. I'm not saying, like, you know, to rape, but you could have found somebody who was interested. And y'all could have went on dates and then you could have just got all of that. But no, you want what you want right now. And then when you can't get it, you become enraged.
Irate. Yeah,
like, boy, if you don't get out of here,
boy, pew.
So yeah, I mean, that's all I got to say about that.
Well, you know what time it is then.
The last bite for you.
Oh,
that's literally the perfect theme song. You know, that's a perfect theme song.
Yeah, it's pretty good for you to have made it up on the fly one day. I'm not even
yes, gonna lie. It's pretty good.
I'm going to lie to you, friend. Do you want the last bite?
What do I gotta say? I just gotta say that, like, I really believe that it takes three times before you start having sex, good sex with a person. The first time be weird.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, it be nervous. You be nervous. They be nervous. And I just feel like it's just, it be weird. You know what I mean? So it really takes like three times. You got to have sex with somebody three times before you really get into the groove of things. Like, I don't know if it's possible to have amazing sex with somebody the first time. Do you think that's possible?
Amazing?
Yes. Like, really good sex. You think so? The first time?
I do. It might not be the best between you guys, like the best you'll ever experience between the two of you, but I think it's possible to have amazing sex the first time.
Not even amazing, just good. You think it's possible to have good sex? I just feel like anytime you have sex the first time with somebody, it's just weird and it's awkward. But maybe this is just a thing in my head that I just feel like I'm making up.
Maybe. I think it can be good because I think part of what makes like sex good is the passion and that emotional buildup. And if it's the first time, I'm assuming like y'all been stewing that, you know, that chemistry, that passion. And so now it's like, oh, wow, you finally get to unleash it.
Maybe that's true. Maybe I made this up. Maybe it's not a real thing.
But maybe it's just been a long time since you had sex for the first time with somebody.
Maybe. I don't know, but that's all I got. So I'm gonna stick by my belief that, you know, take three times. And if y'all had good sex more than on the first time, then I'm jealous. But I don't know if I've ever had like amazing sex on the first time. I feel like it took me about like 2-3 times to like it for it to be right.
Okay.
So maybe. I don't know. Anyway. It's all you.
Well, thank you for that, Sister Monica.
Sister Mary Claire.
Sister Mary Clarence, if that's how you wish to be identified today. Thank you for that offering. And on that note, we are going to head out of here, y'all. So thank you for listening. And if you want to hear more from us, you should follow us on social media. Follow us on Twitter at Chicken Sex Degrees. No I, no E. And Chicken. That's at Chicken Sex Degrees on Twitter. And then also on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. Write us, tweet us, like our posts, DM us. We will respond to you. And like, subscribe, and rate us on Apple Podcasts.
And anywhere you listen to any streaming platform that you listen to. I think you can rate on all of them, right? Or is it just Apple?
You rate? I don't know.
I think you can get stars on some.
Oh, maybe. But you can't write Apple, like, comments.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. But wherever you can do it, just do it.
Yeah, just do all the things, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's it.
I'm Makita.
And I'm Monica.
Bye.
Peace out.